The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
I didn't know this. Maybe you did, Chuck, because you're such a space geek. Mm-hmm. Did you know that NASA used to hold beauty pageants?
I did not know that. No.
They did in the 50s and 60s.
Like hot NASA chicks?
There was misguided missile. Which sounds kind of dirty to me.
Yeah.
Queen of Outer Space and Miss NASA. So the title changed a few times.
Did you have to work at NASA to win this? Like, is this how, you know, just life in the 50s was for girls that went to work? She's like, hey, by the way, today you're in a beauty contest. We're going to see which one of you is the hottest. Show off your body.
Sounds like a 50s thing.
Yeah, it sure does. It sure does. Today, who's the hottest at work? That's so crazy.
We brought bikinis in. Put them on.
A little bit different time.
Yeah, no, yeah. It definitely was. Let's look up Miss NASA.
I mean, I like the idea of really pretty girls dressing in space-type uniforms. I don't know why.
There it is.
That is not what I thought it would be.
No.
Oh, my God.
It's way more conservative. I mean, it's the 50s and 60s, though, right?
Yeah.
So it's...
Man, they loved a pageant back then.
They did.
It's like the one... And we're hanging on to it because it was so big in, like, the 50s, right? Like, that's why we do them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So here, you're so right, Chuck. Misguided missile at the time with one of her actual NASA projects.
See, exactly. You had to work at NASA, and then they were like, pretty, doll yourself up. We're going to see which one of you is the hottest.
Yeah, that's crazy. Oh,
my God.
So were they actual staff at NASA, or was it just
all
like sponsored?
Secretaries. No, I don't know. That girl has some kind of insane...
This woman's posing by one of her actual space projects, so I don't know. And she was
like,
Miss... guided missile.
Huh.
It looks like almost like a Tesla coil.
That is weird.
There's a woman who was named Queen of Outer Space.
Life was different. I don't know if my mom ever had to, because, you know, she was like a career woman from the start. And I don't know if she was involved in any
beauty pageants
that she had to do at the university or anything.
Another set of unknown female employees at the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory. One on the far left is the Queen of Outer Space.
I love the idea, man. If you can win Queen of Outer Space, though, you got to try.
Chuck, you should try for Queen of Outer Space.
I would be trying.
He's our queen.
He's our Queen of Outer Space.
Yep.
There he is.
Yes,
Queen of Outer Space.
I love it.
Yeah, there's the Miss NASA from 1968.
That chick built a rocket engine, and she's the hottest at NASA.
Right. Double threat.
She's gonna suck it off and get you off all at the same time.
What a crazy time. This girl worked on the Apollo mission. And we skirted her up and gave her some high heels and made her sit on top of the capsule.
That is nuts.
What year did this end? So that's 71. Now we got 73.
73. Wow, it's much later than you.
The last known pageant winner.
Oh, okay, there
Looks
you go.
Like she's just posing next to the moon rock.
Yeah.
I don't know if she actually worked there. Mary Farrenbrook. She was the last pageant winner.
So, like, in the 50s through the 70s, NASA was like, we want to learn about space.
Sort of.
And see chicks.
Yeah. What's the good in learning about space if we can't have scantily clad women around us? But I do think when we were going to the moon and stuff like that, astronauts back then were like a weird form of like a sex symbol. They were on TV all the time. They were... test pilots.
Super studs.
Yeah. You know, now they're not as studly.
No, you don't think so?
No.
They don't hold the same esteem?
They're more nerdy?
They are nerds. They take cool pictures. It's cool to follow them.
Mm.
But it's not like... people don't know them in the same way that people are like, oh, Neil Armstrong.
Who's the astronaut that follows Lisa but not Chuck?
That's...
who was that?
I forgot about that.
Wheeler?
So you classify him as a nerd?
He's older.
Yeah, I would say. I would say he's a nerd. But I mean, you know what I mean? Like we can't even figure his name out.
I feel like they'd still clean up the bits if they were out bit hunting.
Oh, like you said,
astronaut. Like, isn't that cooler than pilot? Pilots clean up with the ladies, don't you think? An astronaut, if you knew it was an astronaut at a bar,
You'd get all the texts?
I feel like pilots would do better because they can take you up in an airplane. An astronaut can't really take you up in the rocket ship.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but he's been to space.
The thing is, truthfully.
So he says, he's going to regale you.
So he says.
Yeah, I've been to space too, bud.
Yeah.
Nobody believes him.
Yeah, all I had to do was hit my bong and I was in space also.
So he says.
Yeah.
James questions the astronauts.
It's just,
it's the truth. If an astronaut was trying to pick me up at the bar, I'd be like, well, you can't really prove it, but if a pilot's picking me up at the bar, well,
right,
taking me up in your plane, Mr. Pilot Man.
There used to be like dudes like Chuck Yeager. They would be flying in these experimental aircraft. The whole country would know that they're doing it, and they're like, yeah, he almost died again today. Crashed it.
Yeah, it was. They were like international celebrities.
Yeah, but I still think, I honestly still think they'd clean up.
Yeah. I think there's too many of them now. For it to...
Oh, so like you knew the other ones were so famous, you knew their names in
you
America,
knew their
but
names
now they
and,
don't have the same fame.
Right, because every 6 months, like a new 12 dudes are flying up to the space station.
If you're like a hot astronaut and can prove it to a chick, I
think you're going
to
do fine.
Oh, you're still going to, the panties are still going to drop.
Right.
Doug Wheel Lock, that's what it is.
Yeah, Wheel Lock. Yeah, that's it.
Followed Lisa, but never followed Chuck.
Yeah, I wonder why. Looking to get you in the Miss NASA, Lisa.
He's a proud husband and dad.
Oh,
I know.
Combat vet, poet.
He's probably got Chuck Block from Chuck Center Model.
He's a combat vet and a poet.
Just tell me about space more. Could you see the comet from space? What's space smell like?
Yeah.
Heard it smells metallic and it's sort of like gunpowder. Is that true?
Yeah, he did.
I saw you juggling in space. Was that awesome?
Yeah. Chuck pesters the astronauts.
Yeah.
Whereas Lisa couldn't care less.
No.
It's like, oh, hi, spaceman. I guess follow.
Spaceman.
It's hard to look like super hot with your helmet off in the full astronaut suit.
I know.
Your body looks oddly shaped.
It's true.
It does, plus, but we need to see your face.
All you have to do is go to, like, Kennedy Space Center, and you can, like, jump in one and makes it look like you're in one.
I read once the price of those astronaut suits are, like, crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
because they got to keep them alive if anything fails on
There's pressure and stuff in them, right?
Inside of it, yeah.
I thought he was young, but that picture must be from, like, 40 years ago. Because there's other pictures of him where...
Yeah, he's older, dude, now.
Yeah.
I mean... I don't know when the last time he was in space was, but
yeah,
he's 60. He's 60 already.
Yeah, he was selected in 1998.
Yeah,
Doug Wheelock, poet, combat vet.
Who's on the space shuttle? You know what I mean? Like, that's cool.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool that someone on the space shuttle follows you, Lisa.
Yeah,
I know.
It's awesome. Definitely cool.
Sorry, Chuck.
Oh, and I've dealt with it.
Speaking of the smell of outer space, funny enough, there's a new fragrance called Eau de Space.
Okay.
That literally smells like outer space. You could wear a cologne, Chuck, that would make you smell like you were in outer space.
So, from what I've heard, it smells metallic-y and it smells like gunpowder.
Yeah, so it's weird.
So it would be like I smelled like a firework.
Well, it's gunpowder.
Okay.
Seared steak.
Uh-huh.
Raspberries and rum.
Well, they're always drinking up there.
Yeah.
So space does smell like booze.
And steak and raspberry?
I don't know about the steak.
There's a grill. Yeah, they grill. They do a lot of grilling. And
I knew that it had like a metallic smell to it or something. Like that.
And I knew gunpowder was involved.
Yeah.
But you got to throw something in there that's going to...
It was actually originally developed by NASA to prepare astronauts for what they'll smell once they're in space.
Oh, interesting.
But this is the first time they've released it to the public. The company that made the scent for NASA just launched a Kickstarter. And you can get yourself a bottle, Chuck, for $29.
Hmm.
It comes in a cologne or perfume bottle, and the people behind it say you can spray it on yourself. But do you want to smell like gunpowder, steak, raspberries, and rum?
No. No, you smell like a 4th of July.
It's like a Kentucky barbecue.
Yeah. You know, it's just, it's not good.
Ron Swanson might want to smell like that.
Well, that's how his mustache smells.
Well, if it gets in your mustache, it's going to stick with you.
Yeah.
But it's available now. Space cologne.
It's interesting.
Steak and raspberry space.
That's so not weird at all. I like the metallic smell I get, but the steak, raspberries, and rum, I do not understand.
Mm.
Unless it's just the space station stinks like... those odors.
I think they were like, it smells like actual space and nobody will buy this.
I just, it's weird that space would even smell like anything. Because there's nothingness, right?
Yeah, but there's still got to be...
I think, like, there's a bit of atmosphere that they're up and in. So...
Yeah, it's crazy.
But they'll never actually smell space, will they? Or is
they smell
air...
it when they... So the another ship will dock with the space station or something, and then when they open the door, there's
when they
the
smell space.
Of... You know, the air before, you know, they repressurize or whatever, but there would be a little bit of space that's inside.
What about the air in the space station?
I think that probably smells like BO.
Yeah, and farts.
I think it smells pretty bad.
I don't think it stinks, right?
Because I don't know what kind of showers they're taking.
Because you can bring in outside air. You can't. You have to.
No. There's no outside air.
There's nothing.
Just recirculating.
Just always. For years
and years. I thought about
years.
Showering in space. I don't know how they do that.
It probably wipes, right?
Just have the
probably just
like at a sink kind of thing.
You're probably
or
dirty.
Just not even a sink, just wipes, just
like moist towelettes.
Moist towelettes.
Getting
your
wild.
Beehole and
no.
I just assumed that they could fit. They figured it out, but I guess the water would just go crazy in there. Huh?
Imagine too, you go to space and like there's a Russian guy who's like, I do not do any cleaning.
And this is just the smell of my feet.
I don't care about being clean.
They use liquid soap, water, and rinseless shampoo. They squeeze liquid soap and water from pouches onto their skin.
I guess they do it then. It just seems like it would be all over the place.
Yeah.
There's a video of a chick washing her hair in space.
It's like one of those things I never have thought about.
No.
It's going to gross me out, I think.
It is? Why?
I don't know, but I like real. Or if this girl's hair is real greasy, super greasy, that's not too bad. I was worried.
And I thought I'd show you how I do it. Let's see. To get started, these are the things I need. A bag of warm water, a little no-rinse shampoo, towel, and my comb.
Man, your hair's wild in space.
It is. My hair would be nuts.
Squirting it onto my scalp.
What the heck?
And I have a mirror here so I can kind of watch what I'm doing.
I need one of those mirrors.
She squirts water onto her scalp.
Sometimes the water gets away from you.
Oh, my God. See, I told you it would get everywhere. Look, it's just floating around the station.
And I just work the water up through to the ends of my hair.
That's so crazy. She looks like a troll.
Then I take my no-rinse shampoo and squirt it also on the scalp.
I always think to myself, this isn't really cleaning anything, is it? Because if you can't rinse it out.
The dry shampoos and stuff.
It's not really clean. It's just sort of.
It just helps you not be
totally disgusting.
Yeah. And I like to take my towel while I have the shampoo in there and just kind of work it. Because without standing under running water, you kind of need to use the towel a little bit to help get some of the dirt out.
I miss running water so bad.
Oh, my God.
Running water's great.
In my head, I thought they had figured it out somehow.
It's called no-rinse shampoo.
No, they wouldn't know what to do. I don't think they'd know what to do. And plus, they only have a finite amount of water.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's true, too, dude. I never
I'd be in there for 20 minutes. They'd be furious. They're like, we're going to die now, dude.
Because Chuck uses all the water. And it's
sorry,
shower.
I needed all my crevices rinsed.
Fascinating.
Are there hair dryers in space?
Become humidity in the air, and then our air conditioning system will collect that into condensate, and it won't be long, and our water processing system will turn that into drinking water.
I'm going to drink your hair water.
So her hair water goes back into the system and is turned into drinking water.
Oh, my God.
Space is not for me.
No. I'm fascinated by it, but I never want to go there.
Yeah.
No. Like, I'm fascinated
go
by
and
it.
And but I'm
and I would love panic to, attack up there.
I know. I would love to go there, but I think staying there for as long as you end up having to stay there, it's too long.
It would take a toll.
It's too long.
Yeah.
I'd go for a space weekend.
Right. I don't even want to be in a hotel room for a weekend. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm like, ooh, get me back.
I think it would be cool for a weekend. Like a couple of days, just but see how it's done.
Financially, that doesn't make a lot of sense, though, because it's like...
It's like
$500,000 to even go there.
Yeah.
That's an expensive 2-day trip.
Yeah, it is.
One final comb through to make sure there are no snarls and snags. And while it dries, I like to let it stay free. I don't put it back in a ponytail while it's drying.
So I was going to say, they must like always tie their hair down. Because if not, I'd be like the other astronauts would be like, hey, get out of my face.
Yeah, that's nuts, man. But yeah, I would do like a weekend of space if they could figure it out. But like, if I was there for like 4 months, I'd be like, I gotta go home and I can't.
Yeah.
What's happening?
She was on a 6-month expedition.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's probably nothing.
I wonder if they mentally have to like psych up, or
I think they mentally test people before they even put them up there.
Really?
To like make sure that they can handle it. They put it in isolation.
If someone snaps and I'm trapped, there's probably a movie made like that.
Yeah,
right?
a space madness movie or something.
Yeah,
that's
someone
a losing huge their part mind of in space.
So I think that's what they're trying to figure out with like the Mars missions and all that. It's like, how are we going to get somebody that's not going to totally go nuts and kill everyone else?
Yeah,
you know. Or have the people kill him.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know what I mean? Because imagine you're on that thing and there's someone who, like me.
Ooh.
And I'm just like.
They probably have protocol for that. Like, strap you down.
Yeah. But there's nowhere to send me.
It's like when people snap on a plane.
Exactly. But there's no. You're going to eject me into the darkness of space.
Wow. Just if you're really bad, I will.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. I think you have to watch out that the 5 other people don't decide we've got to kill Chuck.
Yeah, no.
He's so annoying. We have to kill him. We'll eat his food. He's using all the water.
Someone said, I wonder if the sweat comes off your body and floats around in the air.
Yeah, I think so.
It's sucked in and then you turn it into drinking water.
Yeah. Oh, God. They
drink a jug sweat.
Well, they probably do it to your pee too. So,
you think they do that?
I think we talked about that once. Mm-hmm. They do turn like wastewater.
It's crazy that people went there and didn't exactly know what it was going to be like.
I know.
And then they got up there and were like, "Yep, weird."
Yeah.
You know.
I was thinking about those first dudes that were just up in like the little capsules and just like, "Well, I'm stuck here."
Their balls were gigantic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had to have no fear, really, right, in order to do stuff like that. But it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
As Lisa said, space is not for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's for sure.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Uh-oh. Another bitch is tripping.
Sometimes it pays to actually go through with a heated argument, I guess. Cops in Louisiana are currently hunting for Jenalisha Lawrence. Over the weekend, cops were called about a shooting that went down. When they arrived, they found a 34-year-old guy lying on the sidewalk with a gunshot wound to his body.
Oh, jeez.
Rough find.
Yep.
After the man was tended to and taken to a local hospital, it was up to investigators to interview witnesses to find out what happened. Turns out the man was shot.
Mm-hmm.
He was the boyfriend of Lawrence, and allegedly she shot him because he refused to argue with her.
She wouldn't take the bait or something?
Well, no, like he just, she was screaming or whatever, and he's like,
nope.
No.
Not going to do it.
Not going to do it.
I get it, too. I've been there. You just don't care.
Yeah. Sometimes you just don't have it in you.
No.
Got him shot.
Or you're so beat down, you're like, it's not worth it.
Right.
It's not known what the argument was about. We can only imagine that she would have won.
Yeah.
Right?
You never win.
But the cops now think she may have skipped town and be headed towards Dallas, Texas.
I thought you were going to say skip town and beheaded somebody.
Yeah, that's
what I was like, well, that's a crazy story. Night. Wow.
She did not behead someone. She might be headed to Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
It's like, oh my God, she's a maniac. She shot her boyfriend and she beheaded someone. She was last seen cruising in a green Honda with primer on the front door.
That's very quality.
That's a good look. Should be pretty easy to track that car down.
Yeah. I think. Probably not. a lot of cars with primer.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, her boyfriend, or her presumed ex-boyfriend at this point, hopefully, said to be in critical condition. He has life-threatening injuries. Oh, her mugshot we did put up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go check it out. But there she is.
Oh, look at her eyes.
That's Jenna Alicia Lawrence.
Yeah, she will kill you.
She'll shoot you right in the mouth for not arguing with her.
He's probably not going to make it. I hate to say it. But
no, she looks happy that she was arrested.
Yeah.
Well, and this is an old mugshot.
Right. Wow. He's probably not going to pull through this one.
No.
You don't think so?
No. Did his gunshot wounds forever change him?
Oh, doesn't say. Doesn't even say where he was shot. Just said critical condition, life-threatening injuries.
Yeah. Those are a lot of bad words.
Yeah, they are. Neck. Just said gunshot wound to the body.
Okay. Which is your whole body. So.
You know, she's Swiss cheesed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they believe she fled to Texas.
Beheaded some guys.
Yeah. Just to behead Texans.
Yeah. Scary for Texas.
So that's not their first run around, though, right? I mean, he knows she's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You don't go from zero to shot to the body.
No.
But you got to know that your girl's got a gun.
Right, and she's got those eyes.
Oh, yeah, her eyes just say, I'm going to kill you one day.
And I might behead somebody, too.
Yep.
But a lot of guys say that's a fun ride until you're shot.
Yeah,
I don't know. Right? I don't know how fun.
They all, well, so many guys say that, like, it's crazy.
Like
crazy.
It's like a gamble, right?
That
it's
looks like some... listen, that looks like whitewater rafting right there. You're going to be...
stormy seas.
Tossed around. And I'm just saying, some are fun rides, like a Millennium Force.
Like a roller coaster.
And then some you can die on.
Right.
Mm.
That is whitewater rafting.
She is whitewater rafting.
I didn't get it at first. I get it now.
With no training.
No. You're in a tube.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What are you thinking when you're lying on the sidewalk when your girlfriend just shot you?
Probably not much because your shot got shot right in the brain.
I bet you're probably like, I knew it.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Do you like say, I knew why, well, Dave,
figured
knew
it. I figured it would be like this.
I just wonder if he did argue, would he have still gotten shot? Probably, right?
Probably.
She probably decided, I'm going to shoot you today.
I don't know. Some women, that pisses them off. If you don't take the bait.
Right. It makes them go nuts.
That pisses them. That takes it to next level crazy.
Right. They want to fight.
Time,
you know how when, like,
she got a gun,
you know,
so
you piss someone off and you just smile at them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like you mess
don't
with
do
their
that.
Head.
Don't
you
do
mess
that.
With their head.
Yeah.
Just run. You just got to run.
Yeah, that guy knew he knew what he was into.
Yeah.
You can see her crazy mugshot. Judge for yourself at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
She'll shoot you right in the body.
Mm.
You don't think there's anyone listening to this show that's been shot by their lady?
I'm sure.
Dave.
I guarantee they have.
You think so?
You know,
okay, shot is different. Like, stabbed, I could say, okay, we'd probably get a couple.
Yeah.
And maybe hit by a car, we could get a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Shot.
Yeah.
I think shot is different. I'm just going to put it out there for a second. I bet there's no one listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak right now that has been shot by their girlfriend.
Most of them die.
Right? They can't,
they
call,
can't
in.
Call in.
They can't call in. Like, when you're shot normally, you don't make it.
Yeah.
Is there anyone listening that has been shot by their lady? 1-855-954-6969. Toll free. 1-855-954-6969. Or text us, because you're too afraid to speak, at 4-6969, because if you're still with them.
Oh my God.
If she shot you, you survived, and you're still with them.
You're going to want voice changing.
You're living a life of terror.
I'll have that ready. I'll have voice changing ready.
You probably wet yourself whenever she comes into the house.
Yeah, or she's home.
Oh,
God.
What a way to live.
Yeah. It's wild, man.
I just can't imagine.
Like scaling the side of a cliff.
I've only ever been with one truly crazy lady.
I've been with several.
Yeah.
But it didn't last long. Thankfully.
I had one that did and a couple that didn't.
Yeah.
But they were all terrifying.
But do you look back, Andy, and go, oh, what was I thinking? Or do you think...
I know what I was thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were attractive.
Right.
So you deal with crazy...
Right. At that time.
You get what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, man.
Have you closed the door on crazy forever?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Doesn't
chicks,
matter.
Chicks scare me.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be the way it is. They shouldn't scare you.
Oh, really I get turned. It. They're terrifying.
No, they're scary.
We've already got a couple people on the line. I don't really? Know. If, I don't know if they've been shot. I don't know if they've been shot.
Look at the lines.
Oh, my whoa. God. The lines are letting
go.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. They keep going.
There's have you been
we're on
shot?
In Florida? You guys know that, right?
I know, yes. But
I mean, shot in Massachusetts. Right
like we have a Michigan. We are on
Rhode
two
Island.
Stations in Florida.
Okay, we'll start here. Phil is in Boston. Phil, have you been shot by your lady?
Oh, yes, I have.
Okay, all right. First yeah, of she... all, what happened that led to that moment?
Well, you know, I don't judge people for mental conditions or whatever, but, you know, she wasn't all right in the
right,
head.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I knew that going into it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yep.
So I had a .22. It was like 8 years ago. And I woke up one night, and she had her hand over my mouth, and she's like, I'm doing this because I love you.
Pew, pew, pew.
Mm. Oh, my God.
It's 22.
Yeah,
it's 22. It's 22. What? She was doing what, Phil? Where did she shoot you?
She had the gun pointed right at my shin, and after she said that, she just pulled the trigger. My shin broke right in half. I have two pins in my shin now.
Oh, my no. God. She's trying to take your
holy
leg.
Shin! What? Why?
Like, I still have, like, a hole there. There's no muscle underneath. There's just, like, a piece of skin over it.
Okay, so it did some massive damage.
Man. Phil, why? Why did she shoot you?
She loved him.
I don't know. Like, I swear it's because we watched the movie Misery, like, a month before.
I was about
before,
to say,
like,
oh,
he'll
Misery
never leave me if I shoot him.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, at least she tried hobbling me.
Hobbled you.
Okay. Where's she now? Like, you don't have any encounters with her anymore. You know anything about what she's up to?
I know that she takes care of sick elderly people at their homes.
Well, that's God bless.
I'm not sure is safe.
That's God bless them.
But,
yeah. We should look into that. Maybe we should look into it. See if any have gone missing.
So she didn't go to jail after she shot you?
No, I didn't even bring it up. Like, I just told him I didn't know who shot me. I just wanted nothing to do with her.
But that was the end, though, right? I mean, she shoots you, you're gone.
Yeah.
Yep, I was gone right after that.
Ooh, that's good.
Old Phil Notion.
Yeah.
That sucks, dude.
They'd screen for that at the retirement homes.
On a pain level of 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, what did getting shot in the shin rate?
Yeah, it was probably like an 8 or a 9.
Yeah.
Just immediately, just hot pain.
Oof, my God.
Sorry, man.
Yep.
Glad you're still with us, with your pin and all. Your shin pin.
Thanks.
All right, see you, Phil. All the best, dude. Make better choices.
He's in good spirits.
He survived. You know? When you survive, you're in good spirits.
When you survive a crazy chick, yeah. Crazy anybody.
Can you just imagine?
Works the other way, too.
Waking up, and your lady has her hand over your mouth.
I assume that
and a gun in your hand.
I assume that I've already been demembered. Honestly, if someone wakes you up like that, don't you think like
you're right? You like your first thing would be to check for your dong.
I mean, getting shot in the shin is the best case scenario.
Yeah.
If someone wakes you up with a gun and they have their hand over your mouth.
I'd like to. I think I learned from Goodfellas how to do it because his chick in Goodfellas wakes him up with a gun pointed at his face and he's like, Karen. He's like, easy.
Yeah.
And like,
it's terrible. We have to learn that skill, but you do.
Brian's with us next in Southfield. Hey, Brian, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. So we're wondering if any guys listening have been shot by their lady. We found at least one so far. Were you shot by your lady?
I was not, but my mother-in-law was shot by my father-in-law from a moving car to a moving car.
Mm. A drive-by shooting, mother-in-law to father-in-law.
Rolled up.
Correct. He rolled up on her, and she was doing whatever she was doing. And he was really upset with her, so he fired a couple shots, ended up hitting her twice in the back of the neck.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so that was it.
Was it done? Is she with us?
She lived another 6 or 7 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow.
Okay, right.
Did he go right to jail, directly to jail?
He did go directly to jail. He ended up dying there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Yep. Horrible story.
Ah, yes. Tragic. Quite tragic. What led to that drive-by shooting?
You know.
I guess he was, I mean, when I married their daughter, I guess he was already mentally ill.
Oh, but yeah.
he was a wacko, started getting more wacko, and by the time I got there, he was just super whacked out of his mind.
Right.
Yeah.
An arm to the teeth.
Yeah.
That's right.
A bad combo.
Yeah.
A bad combo.
Yep. Oh, my God.
All right, Brian. Thanks for calling in, man. You have a good day.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
See ya. See ya.
That wasn't as funny.
Well, no, they're not all going to be funny. No, I would assume most of them won't.
Most of them won't be funny. Yeah.
Still shootings, funny. I guess.
Yeah.
We got another one here. Yep, there's a lot. We're wondering if any guy listening to the show had been shot by his lady. They have. Tegan, you were shot by your lady.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh?
Yes, sir.
Walk us through how this unfolded.
So happy.
So, I'm in Canada, right? So, we're not legally allowed to have guns. So, she shot me with my BB gun that I used to kind of defend our garbage away from raccoons. And I refused. It was a Saturday night, and I refused to go to dinner with her family because I just was not up for it. And we got into a very heated argument. She grabbed the BB gun and she shot me 5 times in my gut because I refused to go to dinner with her family.
Five times in the gut?
Yeah.
Five times in the gut. They were BBs. Did they even break the skin or what?
Because they were metal.
Oh.
So I had to go to the hospital and get them all removed.
Oh my God.
You got five.
If you're close enough, they'll go inside you a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
They got embedded.
How long did you stay with her after she shot you 5 times in the gut with a BB gun?
Once I got back from the hospital, I packed my bag and I left, and I haven't seen her since.
Okay. Good call, my friend.
Yeah, good call. Yeah. Post-surgery, it's going to be like, I should probably wrap this up.
All because he didn't want to go to dinner with her family.
Yeah.
And none of us do.
Yeah, dinners are awkward.
None of us ever do.
None of us do. But luckily, we don't get shot for it.
Right.
In a regular, rational world.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not everyone's regular and rational, though.
Did you get shot? I love that. And he goes, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I've been shot.
Absolutely.
Ryan. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Pretty good. I haven't been shot, but I have been stabbed in the back with a samurai sword.
Jesus. Oh my God,
impressive, dude. That's impressive.
Pulp Fiction, yeah. By your lady?
Yes, it was. We were at a buddy's house, and I at the time, had no idea anything about X-Files, and she was an X-E or an X-er or whatever the heck you want to call them. And I was like, I don't know, it sounds like a waste of time. So she goes into my buddy's bedroom, takes his samurai sword off his wall, and stabs me in the back between two of my ribs. I had to get like 4 stitches. And I'm like, you are crazy. And this, she's like, no, you had this coming. What?
Yeah.
Hold on. Can I back up? She was a fan of the TV show The X-Files?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And because I wasn't a fan and had no idea what it was, I told her, I said, I thought it was a waste of time. So she went into my buddy's room, grabbed a samurai sword, and stabbed me in the back between two ribs.
Jesus Christ. Okay. So the follow-up question, like most of them, how long were you with her after that?
None. I had a restraining order and everything. Man. I'm like, I'm sorry. Once you feel steel between your ribs, that's when it's like, yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah.
How did your buddies react when your girlfriend stabbed you in the back at their house?
They kicked her out, made sure she didn't leave, and the other ones sent me to the hospital. We were in the ER, and and I had to turn my phone off because she kept calling, going, "What are you doing?" Yeah, she's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Calling to scream at you or calling to apologize?
Calling to just say, where are you? I'm trying to get a hold of you. I'm like, I don't want to hear from this woman.
Once you stab me, you can't call me again.
Right.
That's my rule.
You got to go to your buddy's house ahead of her and be like, you guys don't have any weapons, do you?
Yeah.
Did everything to take that sword off?
I don't want to feel cold steel between my ribs anymore.
No. Hide all your swords and knives, guys.
As we said, there's some guys that don't feel comfortable talking about it on the radio, but have had it happen. This guy said he was shot by his ex 13 years ago. She just got out of prison recently, early.
Yeah.
So he now carries a gun with him wherever he goes.
That's scary when they go out of prison.
Imagine.
That you there's think, like somebody and you're like, you put them away.
They've been stewing.
And they're just stewing in their own juices.
And they're going to Google you.
Yeah, oh. they'll find you because the internet's
so easier to find you than ever.
Huh? Oh my God, it's so easy to find you now.
Better put your stuff on lockdown.
You better move.
You got to go underground.
Mm-hmm.
New name.
New everything.
Yep.
But there, she'll make the connection. She'll know of a friend who knows him or whatever.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. She's probably got people tracking him already.
Oh, she knows exactly where he is. So, I mean, sorry, dude.
Yeah, that's why he's armed to the teeth.
Yeah. Yep.
He's going to be in a gunfight one day.
That guy was pretty chipper, too. He's like, cold steel's no fun.
Yeah.
She's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Sword sticking out of his back.
He's like, yeah, she is cuckoo.
I knew it.
It's funny to say to somebody with serious, what are you, cuckoo?
You're cuckoo.
Yeah, when you stab me, you are more than cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. You're insane. You've lost your freaking mind.
Right.
Right.
Seems too light. Johnny is with us next. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing okay, man. Have you been shot by your lady?
Yes, I have. And the gun that was used was an AK-47.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, my God.
Stop it.
Oh, I'm not lying.
You're not lying. No. Come on. Oh, how did that happen?
So we was up north. I was showing her. I said, like, I'm going to take you up north. We're going to have a nice romantic get-together. And I'm going to show you how to use guns.
Yeah.
So I was showing her how to use an AK-47. She was shooting into the bush really good. So she did a thing that not everybody's supposed to do when they're handling firearms. She turned around and swept the ground, and one of the bullets popped up and got me in the ankle. It hurt really bad. Like I got a big hole in my ankle because of that.
Oh, my no. God. Yeah, well, no. It's an AK-47 round, so.
Yeah. At least it was a mistake.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a mistake, but, like, she is my ex-girlfriend now.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, even if Amber accidentally shot me with an AK-47,
yeah.
I'd still have a tough time just letting that slide.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I was cussing up a storm. I accidentally called her the B word, and I told her I was
That's
sorry.
No accident. That's you meant it, yeah, and I get it.
Still fun.
But he instantly apologized. Yeah, she has an AK still, so you want to tread lightly.
Oh, I made sure she dropped it. I was like, put it down. Put it down now.
Oh, good.
Johnny, so pain level on that shot by an AK-47 in the ankle, intense, I would assume.
Oh, 10. Actually, 20. 10.
No, 20.
20 out of 10. 10.
Yeah.
Good. Blew a giant hole in his ankle. So.
How long were you?
The doctor said he's lucky my whole foot was able to get reattached. He said that.
Wow.
Oh, almost took your foot from you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. Like right in the Achilles, like it was hanging on.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Yeah.
Jesus. One final question. I know she's now your ex. How long did you stay together though after that?
About 2 more years.
Ooh.
And okay. That was it.
Well, it was a mistake. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a mistake.
Yeah.
So
you know what? I feel like I could get a lot of BJs out of that, though.
That's what
you know what I'm saying? Every time something, yeah. I'm like, oh, ooh, my ankle.
Remember when you shot me and almost took my foot?
It's funny you should say that. For that first month, she was very, very apologetic.
Yeah. That's
what we like to hear.
All right, Johnny, thanks for calling in, man. You have a good day.
Not worth it. All right,
you too.
Yeah, no, still, I'd rather have my ankle.
Yeah.
And my foot attached to my body.
Yeah. Even when you hit your ankle on something, it's just
oh, my God. Well, that's what I was thinking about the guy who got shot in the shin. Like, when you accidentally bump your shin on something or someone kicks you in the shin, it's like you got, you know.
Oh, you're right. That's like,
A baseball bat hit you or whatever.
Yeah, there's no, like, muscle or fat or anything. It's just bone.
I jumped onto a bed, and it had a footboard that I didn't know existed in both of my shins. Came down on the footboard, just like right on the wooden edge. And I literally felt like I was going to puke. Like it hurt so bad that I wanted to throw up. So I can't even imagine being shot in a shin.
Pierced by a bullet.
Yeah. No.
We're talking about the story about a woman who shot her boyfriend over the weekend because he refused to argue with her. Cops are on the lookout for Jenalisha Lawrence right now. They still haven't been able to track her down. So then I wondered if any guy listening had been shot by their lady. Ooh, and they have. This guy said, my ex-wife almost shot me. She was showing off her new 12-gauge shotgun on the third floor. She dropped it and shot through the floor. Missed me by 6 inches.
Jesus.
She blew through some pipes, though, and flooded the whole house.
Oh, well, sure.
Oh, my God.
Good times, he says. Joe's with us in New Bedford. Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Have you been shot by your lady?
Not my lady, but when I was about 11, 12 years old, big crush of mine lived two doors down. For some reason, my parents let me have a high-powered CO2 pellet gun.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And with the big lead pellets, and this thing was vicious. I mean, it would go through walls, you know, it would go through plywood. Anyway, so I let the girl wanted to shoot it. I wouldn't let her shoot it. And, well, for some reason, I let her hold it. And she's just like, oh, she's looking at it. But then the thing went off about 6 inches away from my chest. It knocked the wind out of me. And I just kind of took some steps, and I went on my knees. I couldn't breathe. She, poor girl, probably thought the pellet went right in me.
Oh, my God. And it did. And it did not. Right, it just like was like a punch to the chest type of thing.
Yeah. And I have a scar under my nipple. To this day, I take my shirt off.
Oh my God!
It looks like a third nipple.
Oh goodness!
It's still in there. Is that what he said?
No, it's just a scar.
Okay.
Yeah. Luckily, it hit the bone. It hit like a bone in my rib cage. So that's why it didn't really penetrate.
Yeah.
But oh man, I couldn't breathe. It was like I was stuck in an exhale.
Yeah, like so.
All from your crush.
His ribs did did their job that day.
Yeah, they did. They were like, protect our lungs.
Yeah, that's it.
Defended his body.
Yeah.
And one more here. This guy said, my wife, shot me in the ass twice. I was running away from her as she shot.
Mm.
We're divorced, but we have to see each other because of the kids. It was a 9mm.
Oh, my God.
She missed 4 or 5 times, but got me twice.
Luckily, she's a bad shot.
You imagine just you're running away from a girl that you used to love.
Right, that you've pounded many times, that you've been intimate with.
And she's just firing a whole clip.
In your ass.
In your ass. And he took 2 in the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got 2. Luckily, he didn't get all 5.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Jesus.
Again, you never want to be shot, but we always say if you're going to take a bullet.
Yeah, the ass is the best place.
Probably the best. Yeah,
the old Forrest Gump.
Yep. Best place.
Probably the best way to do it. Well,
yeah.
So there you are.
Yes.
Many a man listening to the show has been shot by their lady.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew they would have.
And those are just the ones that made it, like you said.
Yeah, that's right. Sure. We can't hear from so many. Yeah. So many are just listed.
Yeah. In the ground.
Just the ones that are up and with us.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. Oh, and Jason said actually way more than we even think because he had to leave out the cold-blooded murders.
Cold-blooded murders.
You got to leave those out.
Thank you, Jason.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it, man.
Yep.
Cold-blooded murder.
Yikes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I'm not sure there's any real connection between your name and whether or not you are incredibly sexy. Like if you like whips or you like to incorporate crazy things into the bedroom.
Yes.
But I'm going to go along with this and say there is.
All right.
Because 2 people on this show.
Yes.
Have 2 of the top 20 kinkiest names.
All right.
It's based on how frequently people bought deviant adult products.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Okay. So we know the one.
No, Andy.
It's James.
It's definitely two of you guys.
What? It's not James?
James is not one of the top 20 kinkiest names.
Oh, sorry, James.
It's too many just...
This is a bunch of crap.
It's too many ho-hum James bringing you down, James. Yeah.
All these regular, just plain old dumb Jameses really wrecking my score.
I'm sorry, I just noticed I'm wrong.
What?
I am on the list. No, sorry, you're still not on the list.
Oh.
3 of us have...
Okay.
...the kinkiest names.
All right.
David, Charles, and Andrew.
Old school names.
You got 2 of them, Lise. but you're the other one.
Oh.
No. No. Charlie is number one, Chuck.
Yes, of course.
Charlie,
number
your
one.
Name yep. is the top kinkiest men's name
yeah.
in America.
That makes some sense.
Yeah. Which includes Chuck, Charles,
Charlie
number
Sheen,
one.
He helped.
Yeah,
he
and,
helped up.
He know. Brought Charlie's up.
Yeah, yeah. He does great work. Or did great
he
work.
He did, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hasn't been doing too much lately.
No.
Mike is next.
Uh-huh.
Then Ryan, Scott, Joe, David.
Uh-huh.
Which I missed the first time I read the list.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have a sex swing, so, yep.
Yeah, stop. Brandon, Sam, Fred, and Jordan. Are there really sexy Freds out there?
Not that I know of.
I mean, I don't know.
Do you know maybe sexy because Fred?
You're older. Listen, maybe because you're Fred.
You're real kinky.
You get real kinky, you know?
Because you're
older
alone.
Guys, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
You get real kinky.
Older guys tend to get kind of kinky.
Yeah.
A lot of old kinky Freds.
Yeah.
That's a weird thought. Yeah, do I know any Freds? I don't think I know any
yeah,
Freds.
Yeah, we do.
Yep.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, we do.
We do. And I bet he gets
do.
After.
Oh.
I bet he gets
oh,
after.
Yeah.
I hope he gets after it.
Yeah,
go get it, Fred. Go get it, Fred.
You know.
I'm disappointed for James that he's not on that list.
I know. It's sad. Know.
He's
it's
the most really erotic, sad. Kinky person.
Yeah, my name doesn't make the list, huh?
You know what it is, though? Listen.
Too many Freds taking up all the space.
It is. But no, the truth is, there's so many people named James.
Yeah, it is a popular name. So
there,
let's see.
But David,
there are
too.
Three, listen, yeah. There are three dads on my baseball team. All name well they go by Jim, but you know that they're James.
Yeah.
Well, you think
right?
that would make him on the list then.
I know, well no, but it's just
if Dave's on the list.
I said David on the list.
I know, but I think what it is if there's too many straight lace Jameses out there, then even though James is crazy, it's not gonna
his kink will not bring it up.
Right.
Yeah.
So those are the top 10 kinkiest names for guys. When it comes to ladies, besides Lisa, because we know she's
yes,
incredibly kinky.
Of course.
Unbelievable. Jessica is actually the kinkiest lady name.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of Jessicas.
Yeah, that's another one of those.
Mm.
Liz, Hannah, Sarah, Karen, Alicia, Lily,
Lisa,
Louise, and Sophia.
Louise.
Louise. God, you're so hot, Louise. Like, is there a really
Louise and Fred.
Couple? Fred and Louise are like the kinkiest couple in America. So
I tell you, we're going to really get some. We're going to get after it tonight, Louise. Me and you, we're on vacation. We're at the motel.
I'm going to tie you up, strip you down.
It's going to get weird tonight, Louise. Don't tell Karen.
That's my kinky friends, Fred and Louise.
Listen, don't ever enter our room. I feel like if there is a couple that is named that, they are up
they're
to
wild.
No.
Oh, if you know a Fred and Louise,
yeah.
Just imagine what they get up
oh,
to.
Yeah,
I hope it's not your grandparents.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Make sure they have hand sanitizer. That's Fred and Louise.
Yeah.
Fred and Louise, they are crazy.
Keep your distance.
You know whose name tops the women's list, though?
Hmm.
It's Jason's new bride.
Oh, wow.
Jason. Well, they did... They did get knocked up pretty quick right after they got
can
married.
Can you imagine, too? There
they
was
did.
Probably some kind of weird... There's a reason I married her.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Damn!
Well,
there you go.
None of her friends are family.
I mean, it's all
listening.
Done now, but...
Yes, yeah, it is. It's over. I hope you enjoy
it's
those memories.
Over now.
Because you're about to have a baby.
Yeah. It's fun while it lasts.
The study also found that, as you can imagine, kinky sex toy sales are way up right now. They more than doubled from last year.
People are just getting real crazy getting with themselves nuts. In the
oh
pandemic.
My God.
Yeah. 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 Yep. They just couldn't stop.
Louise, check it out. Look what's in my butt.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
Wow.
Look what's
is
in
that
my
a
butt.
Rolling pin?
It's a bowling pin butt plug.
Bowling
game. Oh, wow.
I love the ball. I'm Fred.
Yeah,
yeah Fred would be a bowler.
Oh,
my
yeah.
God, Fred. My God.
Gonna get weird tonight.
Yeah, if you know any Freds or Louises,
yeah.
They are dirty, dirty people.
Just so you know.
But those are the top 20 kinky names for men and women.
Yes.
So Chuck, myself, Lisa.
Yep, all on there.
And Jason's wife.
Yeah. Yep.
All incredibly kinky. according to the study.
Yep.
At least according to that study.
Kinky bunch.
Kinky people. All right, a Kentucky man said he did something with Jesus when he was nude.
Could be anything.
I mean,
what did this Kentucky man do?
Played horseshoes?
With Jesus.
I think a patty cake.
James going patty cake.
I'm Chuck going horseshoes.
I think broken beer bottle fight.
Oh. He did mushrooms.
Oh, shrooms.
Right, this has been your first guess.
Oh, he did shrooms with Jesus Christ?
He did shrooms with Jesus Christ.
That'd be wild times. He's not the guy you want to do shrooms with.
Kentucky man was arrested after he was accused of burglarizing a home while completely naked. The sheriff's office was dispatched to an area in Owensboro, Kentucky. A report of a naked man trying to hit vehicles with his hand. While they were on the way there, they learned of a burglary in progress right in that area. That's when deputies found 41-year-old John Stephanopoulos outside a home, naked, covered in blood and mud. He ran toward one of the responding deputies, so the deputy deployed his taser, striking him just above the groin.
Ooh, yeeks. Close. Close one. Almost got him.
He was then put in handcuffs before trying to run at the deputy again. After being read his rights, Stephanopoulos said he took mushrooms with Jesus and that they were playing a game together.
Hmm. I wonder if they got like a code in Kentucky for like a blood and mud covered man.
I don't
like
know.
A code.
Like code a B&R?
Got a B&R.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I bet they find blood and mud covered men quite constantly. And
they all special code.
Absolutely. They
got
do.
Another blood mud.
Blood mud man. The owners of the home said they had never seen Stephanopoulos. They found him in their home, vandalizing items in their hallway. That's scary, too. A blood mud covered man in the hallway, nude.
And claiming to have done shrooms with Jesus.
Yes.
I'm guessing he's on more than shrooms.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Because, you know, I've known a lot of guys who've dabbled in shrooms, especially when we were younger fellas.
Yeah.
And most of them were so happy.
Yeah, no, it's a peaceful, it should be a peaceful experience.
So happy and just laughing.
Deputies found. Mud and blood.
No mud and blood.
No nudity.
A lot of giggling. A
lot of giggling.
Deputies found the front door of the home was broken. They found a hole in the drywall, blood smeared on the walls. He was charged with first degree indecent exposure, second degree burglary, first degree criminal mischief, and public intoxication of a controlled substance. He was placed in the county detention center.
I mean, I'm sure there's always a limit. Like, you can take it past that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's nothing to get cocky.
Go to the other world or whatever.
Well, I mean, and honestly, Jesus is the last guy you want to do those with. He'll freak you right out.
Oh, I bet. He starts doing miracles and stuff.
You're just like, dude, Jesus.
You're the Jesus.
He's got...
I met the Jesus.
He's this wild man. He's naked too, just with a sheet.
Tons of shrooms, the best one.
Oh, there he is there.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
They he tripped and fell a couple times.
He kept falling all those drugs.
Well, he was tased, right? So he probably went down when he was tased.
But then they cuffed him and he tried to go at him again. So, you know, like, oh, they're like, God, I thought you learned your lesson, bud.
I wonder if he was tripping so hard that when he was tased, he was like, thought that Jesus had touched him or something.
I feel the power of Jesus.
Yeah. Wow, feeling.
Huh. A weird night.
Yeah, it is.
For sure. All right. Here's a shout out to anyone who buys adult stuff at an adult store so often that they're a member of their frequent buyer program.
Yeah.
Hate to say it.
About time I got some appreciation.
Exactly.
There is a guy, though, in Tukwila, Washington.
Tukwila.
It's like a weird way to say tequila.
Yeah.
Tukwila. Who's a member of the rewards program at an adult store called
Lovers.
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 That's all.
Just lovers. Lovers. Mm-hmm. We know this because he went to the store last week. He used his membership card to buy one thing, but then on the way out, grabbed a stripper pole and took off.
Come on. It's not the easiest thing to run away with.
No. What's one of the worst things to steal?
The cop tweeted, "Hey, we know who you are because of your membership card and license plate. Be sure to check your mail for your court date."
Oh, man.
I looked into what kind of membership program this store
has.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Well, I want to see what Lovers is all about.
The program is called Pleasure Points.
Oh, cool. Ah.
And you wind up getting like $5 off for every $100 you spend. That's their pleasure point.
Okay. Okay.
Not too shabby.
That's pretty good.
$5 off for every $100?
$5 for every $100.
Of pleasure.
A 5% discount.
Do you have a card then?
You do get a card. You get a lover's card.
It's more pleasure for your money right there.
Exactly. Wouldn't that be embarrassing? You're like
you
reaching
drop it.
For your credit card and you're like,
yes. Oh, no.
Andy, what is that? Did I say lovers on it?
Hey, man. That's my lover's card.
Where do you get a lover's card from?
Yeah, you know, I get up to stuff.
Like Lovers, the adult store?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Wow. Frequent. You buy stuff that often, huh?
Pretty frequently.
It's got a lot of holes punched.
Save $5 for every $100.
It's got holes. Holes all punched.
I'm due for a free stripper pole this month.
See, I think you dropped that card on purpose.
Oh,
no. You're experienced in the bedroom, and you also like to save money.
All right. It gets great reviews, you guys.
It looks actually...
Lovers.
Lovers. It's a...
Oh, it's kind of got a little...
You know what it looks like? It looks like this adult. Oh, this adult store that is inside a strip club that was in Lansing that I used to go. Oh.
It's kind of like a woman's like cheesy gift store, but it's all adult toys.
It looks like it's inside a castle.
It does.
Yeah. A cheesy castle, like Lover's Castle.
Castle Erotica.
Wow, it's
like the kingdom of sex toys.
They had a whole bunch of like cosplay type of.
Oh, that's Toyland, not your kids' Toyland.
No. That kind of Toyland.
Yeah, exactly. Lovers. Welcome to Lovers.
Area 69.
Oh my God, that's a great
that's
sign.
That's the best. They got a neon sign that says Area 69.
Careful, that area could be more than a mouthful.
Outside.
That's a hilarious sign to just like, put in your bedroom.
We've got a security camera.
Area 69.
Yeah.
We got a breach.
Let's say no glory, no love.
Is that what it said?
Oh my God. Said, no glove, no love. Maybe it's
no glove, no love.
Let's see what the people are
no
saying.
No glory, no love.
Went there out of the blue for some supplies. Was immediately greeted warmly by a staff member. Mm-hmm. She was kind, courteous, and to the point. I stated what I was looking for with a very small weight. Was brought what I was seeking after I paid. My change and receipt were accurate, and the product was on point.
Yep.
Even though I gave a vague description, I wanted for something to put up my.
Yeah, let's just I don't know, some round or long.
She got the picture.
A couple ridges on it.
She got the picture and helped accurately and efficiently. Her curbside pickup customer service was on point and friendly. Thank you.
That's
hell of a review. It really is. He broke it down. I always feel like the people that are working there. Are like just advanced.
Yeah.
No, they know their stuff.
Is this code for more?
Let me see.
Great customer service. Lady came over, asked if I needed help. I explained, and she helped tremendously.
I don't.
Do they do? Is this like a.
It seemed like.
Yeah, no, it's not like she.
I'm going to say no.
That's just what
I guess you never know because I always feel like there's a chance that the girl that works there is a little bit adventurous.
We had that one lady that called in that one time that was like an expert sex toy lady.
Yeah.
She could tell you everything.
Yeah.
She'd be like, the 1976 issued Flashbang.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay. The manager?
Yes, exactly. This big guy named Al said, I received a lot of help and patience as I had questions. During this time, it's great that there are great employees willing to work hard for great customer service. I always feel like there's more going on. Look at Al.
Look at Al. Not our Al.
His tiny little picture up there. He looks like he's a character.
He does.
If you go back up to, or where was it? Go down a little bit. Where was Cindy? The employees were very knowledgeable. Look at the way she's.
Oh, no. No Jabel. They were very no Jabel.
No lookable.
Oh, well.
Not a speller.
No.
Nope.
Nope, not at all, really.
Hey, the stamp's now.
Good place to
her.
Get sleeping gown.
Oh, man. I bet she's hot. Anybody that calls it a sleeping gown.
Sleeping gown.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Such knowledgeable staff. Everyone there was helpful and respectful. I'll not shop anywhere else for my intimate products.
So weird.
It is weird.
Who takes the time to write a review of Lovers?
People that are happy with their new butt toys.
I guess.
I bet they give them a discount or something if they write a review.
Oh, I wonder that. Some places do that.
Yeah.
An extra $5, James.
I'll write a review.
I know you will.
$5. Anything to take that price of that donger down.
There are a lot of reviews for this place.
Yeah.
50 reviews. People got a lot to say when they go there.
Very nice place to shop for a bikini.
The underwear sold here is very cheaply made. I busted right through it day one.
She did.
No.
Amanda. Oh, Amanda. No.
It did rip within the first day. Oh, they're tight. Oh, it hurts my thighs. I'm going to try and bend over for you. Let me know what happens back there.
This chick said you got a lot of sexy stuffs.
Oh.
I bought a lot of sexy stuffs. Prepare myself to my man.
Mm. Oh, look, that person got a pole.
Yeah, planning on getting pole too soon so I can learn pole dancing. There's so much good stuffs.
That is that's a wild review. I bet she's good at dirty talk.
goodness.
Want to make the sex stuffs.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's just like one of your run-of-the-mill...
So you don't think there's more going on there?
I don't. No, it's too... It seems like it's too...
They really just want to review the place.
Yeah.
Because there were, like, the windows were all darkened, but I guess that's just because they have adult stuff inside.
I think the people that are working there, they're dying to help you unlock all the kinks that you're into that you don't even know yet.
They're passionate about
they
passion.
They are.
I think a lot of it, too, is some of the people that go into these stores are kind of creepy.
Yes.
So you want to get them in and out as soon as possible. So you go right up to them. What are you looking for? Oh, butt plugs? Let me show you where the butt plugs are right
just
here.
Just get them in, get them out.
No? Okay. Pick out what you want. We'll see you up front, you know?
Yeah.
Like this review. Lube is expensive.
It is.
Four stars.
That blew
Lube
away.
Is expensive.
Yeah, old Remember, Ronnie.
You get what you pay for.
Yeah.
It's like blind
stuff. You get burned.
Yep. Literally burn.
Damn.
Like an Indian burn on your genitals.
Yeah, you don't want that.
No, you don't. Man, I could read reviews of this place all day, but I gotta move on, I guess.
We should make a book of them.
Yes, the reviews of Lovers.
Lovers reviews.
And Tequila.
And Tequila.
But to this guy who first handed his membership card and paid for something before running out with a stripper pole, you're a freaking idiot.
Yeah.
They know all your information. You're in the Lover database.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They know all your details.
They
and
do.
All the dirty stuff you purchased, right?
That's just it. Like, so they track all your sex purchases.
They know what you're into.
Yeah.
They can figure it out.
Look at this guy.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.